He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Wednesday, February 4th, and people are still talking about the epic Super Bowl. We are still talking about the epic Super Bowl, let's be honest. In fact, we have the second part of my interview with the NFL Network's Scott Hansen when I appeared on Sports Radio 610, The Adam Clanton Experience. But before we get to that, Texans fans, do not forget, HoustonTexans.com will be going to Hawaii to cover the Pro Bowl, so you can get the latest action and see what Owen Daniels, Mario Williams, and Andre Johnson are up to across the seas.
I-72! I-72!
Yesterday we brought you an interview with Scott Hansen, an NFL Network reporter, who was covering the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Super Bowl. In part one, Hansen talks about the officiating and if Kurt Warner will return to the Arizona Cardinals next season. In part two, he talks about the Indianapolis Combine. Scott Hansen and the entire NFL Network crew will be on hand at the Combine, giving you in-depth coverage. They will be the only television station inside all of the practice drills. Here's what Scott Hansen had to say with me and Adam Clanton on the Adam Clanton Experience on Sports Radio 610.
Well, Scott, you were down on the field and you did all the post-game interviews with the Steelers. What stood out with you after that game? I mean, what interviews really stood out?
The thing that always gets me is the players who bring their families onto the field, their little children in particular. Brett Kiesel had his little son. I want to say his name was Jacob. A little tiny little baby, less than a year old. And he was in his little Steelers jersey and his little blue jeans and his little tennis shoes on and everything. And I said, you know, your daddy's a world champion. And of course, none of it was registering with him, but the guys who want to celebrate with their families, and the way the Rooney family not only allows but encourages their players to be around their families and to incorporate their families in what they're all trying to do, which is to strive for a championship, which they have been able to have more success than any franchise in the history of the NFL at doing that. That was kind of remarkable to me. Casey Hampton had one of his youngsters on a piggyback ride, and which is an awful high and wide piggyback ride if you're on Casey Hampton's shoulders. Yeah. And that young man was having a good time there as well. So really just a family atmosphere. And then I got a chance to speak with both Dan Rooney and Art Rooney afterwards, both who were tearing up and emotional as they realized not only the achievement of this season, but the achievement over the decades of the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise, the most successful ever.
That's kind of a big deal to be able to say that you have more Lombardi trophies in your case than any other franchise at this point, and especially with the tradition there in that city with football and all their sports. But Pittsburgh's a great football town.
It absolutely is, and I don't know if either of you have ever had a chance to go to the Pittsburgh Steelers facility, the practice facility, but they have their trophy case there, and I'm telling you, if you love the game and you appreciate the game and what the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into winning one of those Vince Lombardi trophies, to walk past that trophy case, which the last time I saw it, obviously it had five in it, it'll make you tingle a little bit. It's really awe-inspiring.
Good stuff, Scott. Well, tell us before we let you go real quick what you got coming up on the NFL Network. I know things are going to wind down, but then again, they're not because the draft's coming up.
Yeah, well, we try and do. I mean, we're a 365-day football network, and we try and keep fans, you know, provided with the information that they crave and desire. Immediately this week, of course, we have a crew that flew from Tampa and then some that flew from our Los Angeles headquarters over to Honolulu, and we'll have a full week of reports from the Pro Bowl, which I believe starts tonight. I think our first Total Access show will be live from Honolulu, getting you all the latest and greatest from all the different players from your favorite teams that have made their way over to the All-Star game there. After that, we start ramping up for the Combine, and of course, NFL Network has exclusive coverage of the Combine, which I'm going to look on my schedule here. I believe we begin Wednesday, February 18th, and the NFL Combine, guys, is getting more and more steam in terms of a television event, right? As the draft used to be, who wants to televise the draft? You know, when ESPN first took it over and showed it in the mid to early 80s, the Combine is basically the same way. We're going to take you and show you where guys are going to break through. Chris Johnson last year from the Tennessee Titans ran his 4.24 40 live on NFL Network. Those are the type of moments you're going to see with the great players that are going to come in this 2009 rookie class. You're going to be able to see live who are the fastest, who are the strongest, who are the quickest, who have the best hands and the best arms. You'll see it all. And so just make sure you check back with us in mid-February for that.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. We've got no